A rule that has governed television and newspapers for more than 25 years is being reconsidered. The Newspaper Broadcast Ownership Law, passed by Congress in 1975, places restrictions on a company's ability to own a newspaper and a TV station in the same market. Last month, the Federal Appeals Court ordered the government to review laws that cap the number of television stations a single company may own. Today, some of those who want to keep restrictions on TV and newspaper ownership will speak at the National Press Club here in Washington. Professor Douglas Gummery of the University of Maryland's Journalism School will be one of the speakers. He says there are plenty of reasons to keep the 1975 law.
The purpose of the rule was to create more voices and more diversity in the local TV and newspaper markets. Most markets have one newspaper and three, maybe four news broadcasts, local news broadcasts. And if you would let one merge with the other, then you'd go from three to two or four to three. And it would really reduce the local coverage a lot. And I don't think it would be a very good thing for news consumers.
Congress and the courts have been rolling back regulations affecting the media.
Yes.
And what's the thrust behind that?
The thrust behind that is that I think a little bit falsely, there's an assumption that we have more and more and more and more media. What I would say is we do have more outlets, but they're controlled by about a dozen, half dozen companies. You're not really getting much choice is what you would think, though there are 75 cable networks and other lots of radio stations, etc.
The companies argue that removing these rules allows them to grow and prosper and serve the public better.
I have no problems with all of that until the last two words. I think it will make them grow, and I definitely, if I was a stockholder, I would recommend that they do it. It's the public interest that part that I'm worried about, and particularly that we have ownership diversity and different voices coming in, covering stories from different angles.
At your event today, there are representatives of civil rights groups, consumer groups, and unions, one of which, in full disclosure, I serve as an officer. What is their interest in keeping these regulations?
I think the same as mine. I think that minority groups are worried about the coverage and want as much local coverage as they can. I mean, newspapers and television stations rely on advertising and so, of course, want to appeal to more well-off middle-class, upper-middle-class people, and they would like to make sure that as much as possible they cover everybody. I think workers are quite worried that when two companies merge, they lay off people, and I think they are rightly concerned that the number of people covering the news will be fewer.
The National Association of Broadcasters, which represents the owners and operators of radio and television stations, what's their position on the rule?
Well, their position is that they would much like to get rid of the rule.
And they have a lot of political clout in this town.
They do have a lot of political clout in this town, but I do remind the listeners that in the 1996 Act, when Congress changed communications, they had the chance to get rid of this rule. They didn't do it. The Supreme Court has spoken in a 1978 case that the rule is constitutional and makes sense and is not a violation of free speech. So I think in this one, they're going to have to make a stronger case than simply it's good for us.
Douglas Gummery is a professor at the University of Maryland School of Journalism.